ओम शांति, ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
दादी जी तो आपसे तीन बार कहलवाएंगे।
दादी इज गोइंग टू आस्क यू टू से ओम शांति थ्री टाइम्स।
ये सीख ही गए होंगे।
यू मस्ट बी फैमिलियर विद दिस।
पांच दिनों से
For the past 5 days,
यहाँ peace of mind retreat में,
you have been here in the peace of mind retreat, and you must have been having very beautiful experiences.
हम ये मानकर चले,
and today,
climax का दृश्य है.
This is in a way the scene of the climax because Dadi Janki is with us.
बहुत ही सुंदर विषय लेकर,
and we've taken up a very beautiful subject. Which Daddy is going to be sharing about, and that is how can we keep our lives always filled with enthusiasm?
उमंग उत्साह से बहुत बड़ा संबंध है.
There is a very deep connection with peace, between peace and enthusiasm.
तो जीवन में सदा
If there is peace in the mind, then it's easy to have a life of enthusiasm. Dadi Janki is a very good example among us of this. Even though she is 100 years old, she has so much enthusiasm within herself that even today, if a service comes in front of Dadi to be done, Dadi will not look at the circumstances, but she will see the service and definitely do that. So there is a secret within that. What is that secret with Dadi? So that Dadi's mind is always filled with enthusiasm. No matter what the condition of the body may be, sometimes we have experienced that she's very healthy. People may be very healthy in the body, but the mind is not healthy, so there cannot be enthusiasm. But if the body may not be so healthy, but the mind is very healthy, then there's definitely enthusiasm within the life, and this is Dadi Ji's experience. So I definitely want to ask Dadi.
Dadi,
you have now reached 100 years, and even so, you have so much enthusiasm. How is that? Dadi, will you share with us? How is it that at this age you still have so much enthusiasm? Some people give up in an earlier age, younger age, but you have maintained your enthusiasm. So what's your secret?
ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति,
लाउडली।
थैंक यू, मैं थैंक यू कहती हूँ।
आई टेल यू थैंक यू।
आप मेरे नशे गए और नशे में सब है नुकसान बिना नशे।
Because the other forms of intoxication are harmful, but this is such a useful form of intoxication that it makes a man into Narayan and a woman into Lakshmi.
तो अच्छा नहीं लगता Lakshmi Narayan।
We say Lakshmi first and then Narayan.
कैसे ये बने?
And we ask how did they become this? So Baba has explained in the Murli that we hear every day, whatever Baba had taught and explained to we children in practical life, we see how this is brought into effect. And Baba has made it easy for us.
अभी राजयोग पीसा माइंड वालों को
Now, those who have come for peace of mind are learning about exactly what Raj Yoga is. Put your hands up, those who have come for the peace of mind retreat. Just those who have come for the peace of mind retreat. So, Srila Ben is saying there are 110 of you who are here for the peace of mind retreat. So enthusiasm and zeal,
practical life mein,
to have these in our practical life,
tab rehta hai.
That happens when
jab deyamani sthiti hai.
We have cultivated dekho, the stage of being soul conscious and bodiless. So now listen to what I have to share in a loving way. Within me, Srila Ben has asked me about enthusiasm, and she says that they are present within me, and why? I have never forgotten my aim, and so the signs of that aim are automatically operating. What are the signs? Actually, enthusiasm and zeal, happiness, are the signs. If I feel that if I don't do it, then who will do it? Because from the beginning onwards, I have maintained two things in my intellect. One is that Baba speaks in the Murali, whatever he says, I do not miss it, because these points have to be brought into our lives. And so we give importance to that, not just to listen to it, but to make it practical. Because we want to take the kingdom for 21 births. So the Murali, tells us that whatever you want, you can actually do. It's not that, oh, we want to do it, but we're not able to do it. So I think those who have come for peace of mind to the retreat, the retreat has been an instrument. Now, who are the ones who are instrumental for the retreat, the peace of mind retreat? These ones, they must be filled with enthusiasm and zeal, because there are four from Australia, they have taken up the responsibility for peace of mind. So the first thing is we have to bring our mind into a state of peace, because then our sense organs remain under our control and we are not under their control. It is said that we should control our senses, but some people find it difficult. They need to be under our command. And when they are in order, then through our sense organs, the wise soul will perform accurate actions in a natural way. The signs of wisdom will be visible through the actions. In our lives, it is through the mouth of Brahma that Shiv Baba had spoken to us and explained this knowledge so clearly. The main point of knowledge is about the soul and the supreme soul. The knowledge of the soul can be recognized in a second and reviewed internally. And there is the knowledge of the supreme soul. Because when you think of the self, your index finger points towards your heart, your inner state, and you're not pointing towards other people. And the knowledge of the supreme soul makes your finger point towards above. And so this finger pointing towards the self, knowing what the self is, makes you light. And the finger pointed up above is what gives you power.
Light ban gaye, might mil gaye.
So you become light and then you take wonderful might, drama. You take power. And this is the wonder wonderful of the drama.
Maine kya kiya?
What did I do? Because these things cannot be done through me. I cannot get these things done.
Bhagwan dekh raha hai.
It is God who is watching. I can never say I cannot do something. Even though half an hour earlier, maybe my body would have not been so well, yet still, when I reached here for serving all of you, I became filled with enthusiasm. What is the face of an enthusiastic person? Neither do you yourself do something as an egotistical person, neither do you get it done through others. But doing things in your practical life is really enthusiasm. It becomes natural and automatic. I always remember one point that Baba would say, and I share that with others. Not sure if you remember it or not, but it's a matter of 1 second. And someone will say, Daddy wants the table moved. It's a matter of a moment to fix the table. So now, I was asked to share about enthusiasm for those who have come for the peace of mind. My enthusiasm has not decreased, and the reason is that those of us who came in India from Pakistan, and we were previously in Karachi in Pakistan, and then we came to India, and Baba in the first house where we were, Brijkoti, Baba would stand at the top of the stairs and we would sit below, and Baba said, show your soles of your feet to Baba. And so we put our feet like this. And when you show your feet like this, so Baba wanted to see if the feet were clean or not. And this was Baba's feeling for us, that he wanted us to be always so clean. And he said to us that wherever your feet would be treading, you would be accumulating a great amount of income. And there are so many years since this has been told. Wherever your feet touch, this at this time of the confluence age, at every step, there is an income of multi-millions. Those people, when they come to school, they're taught some information which is going to enable them to earn an income which they can then sustain themselves with. But our Baba, he spoke to us, he taught us, and at the same time, he also fed us Brahma Bhojan, the food of Brahma. We have received so much Brahma Bhojan, the sacred food, throughout our entire life. Since we belonged to Baba, and there was one sister who was sitting with Dadi, from Poland, please open, please raise your hand and stand up and show yourself to everyone. Turn around. So she has a lot of enthusiasm. She always has an enthusiastic face. She does service at the solar plant. And she has always been cooperative from the beginning. She has been very helpful and enthusiastic. And so I had the thought that this time when I go down below, I would like to meet the people at the solar plant because all are very good. And they are doing service with a lot of love. Those who do service with a lot of love, they don't have to be made enthusiastic, but rather they make others enthusiastic, and they become companions to others in that. When people see their enthusiasm and zeal, their companions are very cooperative. And it becomes very easy for all to work together. Whether it is through the body or the mind or the wealth, cooperation is given. We have never asked for anything. But when they are enthusiastic, it is very natural to cooperate. So Baba, whatever you have taught us children, I keep hope that these hopes, in order to fulfill them, these are Baba's hopes and we have to fulfill them. Always my heart says this, that what will I do today? What shall I do now? So every day, two or three times a day, I think about this. What shall I do today? What happened yesterday? Whatever it was good. And now what should be done today? What will have to be done tomorrow? It will be good. This is a guarantee. Sister, enthusiasm, it's not a big thing to keep enthusiasm and zeal. These are the signs for a Brahmin to become a deity. We don't have to become this individually and alone, but we have to make others like ourselves in a natural way. This is not service, but it is the color of company. To be true, there is a lot of power in being true. When the heart is clean internally, the thoughts that are produced, they are naturally good quality. Today, Sister Pratibha came to meet me. But Sister Pratibha came to meet Dadi today. Since she came into this knowledge, which she was very young, she has always had very good enthusiasm and zeal. And she has been looking after the service with Sister Vedanti, and she has done very intense service. Hadi service means very intense service with a lot of enthusiasm. And when there is enthusiasm, the plans for service occur naturally, and others help and cooperate, and it becomes very easy to work together, to have yoga easily, and then you are naturally a Raj Yogi, you are a Karma Yogi, all this becomes practical. But if it is not just a question of having knowledge in the intellect, but knowing how to use it, whoever, whatever knowledge there is, whether it is the knowledge of the soul or the supreme soul, or the knowledge of the deep consequences of karma, the knowledge of all three, when they are in your life, as you move around, walk around, Daddy is asking if it is Charu sitting there. And so, Sister Charu was coming on foot, and she had a lot of issues with health, but she is doing really well. This is a sign of enthusiasm. To come this far on foot is a sign of good enthusiasm. Is the fruit of her truthfulness and honesty. What do you think? When the heart is true, definitely the Lord is pleased. Because the heart is true. When the heart is true, the Lord is pleased. When the heart is clean, whatever thought you have, whatever thought arises, or what you want to do, it becomes easily a reality and you never become disheartened. To be disheartened is a big mistake. In life, you should never allow yourself to get depressed, because this word disheartenment or depression, if you cannot do it yourself, but then you will not be able to make others enthusiastic. And so if you are enthusiastic, then you will inspire others. So enthusiastic people will not nod off. So one is nodding off and the other is, sort of drowning, groaning. Don't do that. So Daddy is acting the expressions of disheartenment. So be completely free from that and full of enthusiasm, so that your way of conducting yourself, your face. Now Daddy is seeing Brother Charlie, said, you understand these things, you understand my things. All of Australia is being taken care of by Charlie. And so he for many years has been doing everything according to the advice from here. How is everything working? It is with enthusiasm and zeal. The attitude is very good. And those who are the organizers of peace of mind, they are also filled with enthusiasm and zeal. So do not get jealousy between England and America. England's service is its own. America's service is its own. Australia's is its own. If you get a little bit jealous of each other, then you can't enjoy. So do not be jealous. But you must race against each other, because this is good to keep the enthusiasm high and bring others into enthusiasm too. Baba is standing, sitting there in front of us. Baba is sitting there, he is watching us, and I am seeing. Baba is behind the picture of Baba, behind Daddy. So are you looking at me or are you looking at Baba? you have called me to talk about enthusiasm, and I'm telling you to remember Baba, and that will help you to be enthusiastic. They say they're looking at both. They're looking at you, Daddy, and they're looking at Baba, both. Daddy says, don't look at me, look at him. Because he has done the wonder. Though he is behind me, when you have somebody's hand behind you and someone's hand on your heart becomes filled with peace and purity. The heart is happy. And therefore Baba has finalized that he will give everyone the Dilkush Toli, the yellow one. And so Daddy would like to give Toli to everyone today. And so eat Toli and listen to the words. And then you become holy. In order to become holy, you listen to the words, which are very sweet, to hear and to share with others. So to listen and tell others makes the atmosphere very good. And so this means that everything will work out well. Baba said you have to be very clever to listen and to speak. You have to listen with peace and patience and a lot of love. This is the knowledge of the tree, the knowledge of the cycle, the knowledge of the ladder. You can't understand it that quickly. You go to the other hall and you will see the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, the one down below in Shantivan. And so Baba said, look, this is what you have to become. And then in the other hall you see the picture of Baba. And then in Om Shanti Bhavan you see the four ages of the cycle. Baba has made us into servers in this confluence age. When you go to the history hall, you see all the pictures of Baba. Now it's 7 o'clock. I know it's time for meditation, but there's a little bit more Daddy wishes to say. So here, the heart feels very good. Each one should ask their own heart. I will not say, what is in your heart? No. Why should I? But if you ask me, I will say, you are very good. But just saying it is not going to make you feel good. It's when it becomes in your practical life, you give the proof of having a clean, pure heart. And so we will show this. The proof of this is to reveal it in practical life. So for at least 10 years, how many years have I been maintaining enthusiasm? Some people stay enthusiastic for 10 years, and that then becomes their nature. And this becomes a base for their spiritual effort. What is spiritual effort at the confluence age? To have this awareness. And this is what makes you move forward at the confluence age. The confluence age is very wonderful. Baba has. When I first came into this knowledge, Baba was explaining about the cycle and the swastika, the four ages, the division of time into four. The Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age, and in between the Iron Age and the Golden Age there is the Confluence Age. that we call the Diamond Age. It lies in between. He showed this confluence age, and in many Murlis, Baba spoke about the confluence age. So this period of time of the confluence age is very valuable. If you want to become Narayan or Lakshmi, and take the kingdom for 21 births. Baba is the one who gets things done through others, and this happens at the confluence age. We get a great deal of help from him. He gets things done, and he gets things done through others. And this game, this play that has been created, who created this? If you can understand the creation, then you can realize who the creator is. Srila Ben says there's a question.
Dadi, aapke andar to itna umang utsah tha jo anubhav aapne sunaya.
These all will leave a day after tomorrow. So how can they all maintain their enthusiasm for the future? Daddy says, you understand my inner feelings. Baba has. Taught us such easy yoga. You can say Baba or not, but from deep within, whenever there's any pain, you do say the word Baba. But even that should not be there. That's a mistake. Even if there's pain or anything, you should not call out to Baba. Because Baba automatically, at the right time, becomes such. He says, child, stay in your enthusiasm. Don't worry. Keep going. There is so much power within Baba. He is the one who gets things done through others, and if he were not our companion, and if his knowledge would not be with us, then we would not be able to be detached observers and enjoy playing our roles. Now, I am repeating this after many times I've repeated this, that God is my companion and I become the detached observer and I watch my part and the part of others and I have the fortune of remaining always happy, seeing my own part or seeing everyone else's part. So if you've understood this, those who have come to peace of mind, then the enthusiasm and zeal will be transmitted throughout the world. From how many countries are you all? So 40 countries are represented.
40 countries.
So in 40 countries, those who have come from 40 countries, and when you share these matters of enthusiasm, what will happen? You will not leave your enthusiasm here, but you will carry it with you. You will not be able to forget these things. Anything which is not useful for you, forget it. But things, if it's not useful, forget it. But keep the things that are useful for you and make you enthusiastic. So you will not remember anything that's not useful. Anything important, you will not forget it. So don't forget these two expressions. So Daddy is remembering Hansa, who is sitting in the front.
Om Shanti. Thank you.
Om Shanti to everyone.
Daddy, can continue.
So Daddy is going to give toli to everyone. We'll have meditation until 7:30.
ठीक है से ठीक है ठीक है ठीक है रेज योर हैंड सब हाथ उठाए हाँ दादी सब कहते ठीक है
ये पहली लाइन वाले नहीं उठा
पहली लाइन वाले नहीं उठा रहे
हैं